This is Akashvani, the news read by Singh Bia Hui. Polling for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded this evening in 102 constituencies across 17 states and 4 union territories. Barring a few untoward incidents, the polling remained by and large peaceful. As per initial reports, over 60% voting was recorded. Along with Lok Sabha elections, single-phase legislative assembly elections were also held in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Of the 102 parliamentary constituencies, 11 Lok Sabha seats are reserved for ST and 18 seats are reserved for SC. In the first phase, voting was held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. They are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling was also held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sundarajan and Jitin Prasad. Besides, Congress leaders Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate has been sealed in the EVMs. In West Bengal, more than 77%, in Tamil Nadu, over 72%, in Uttarakhand, nearly 54%, in Arunachal Pradesh, over 66%, in Meghalaya, over 74%, in Manipur, nearly 69%, in Mizoram, 54%, in Nagaland, nearly 57%, in Sikkim, over 68%, in Tripura, over 80%, and in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, nearly 57% voter turnout was recorded. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 65%, in Rajasthan, over 53%, in Bihar, nearly 48%, in Madhya Pradesh, more than 63%, in Uttar Pradesh, nearly 58%, and in Maharashtra, over 55%. Voter turnout was recorded. In Chhattisgarh, polling was held in Maoist affected Bastar Lok Sabha constituency, where over 63% polling was reported. Polling was by and large peaceful. Along with Lok Sabha elections, by polls for Vilwankot assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Ramnagar assembly constituency in Tripura were also held. Our Chennai correspondent reports that the first and single phase of Lok Sabha elections in Tamil Nadu was smooth and peaceful. In Maharashtra, 5 constituencies of Vidarbha went to polls today in the first phase of general elections. Out of the total 48 constituencies in Maharashtra, 5 constituencies in the eastern Vidarbha, Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Bhandara Gondia and Gadchiroli Chimur went to poll today in a peaceful manner. Voter turnout of about 55% is registered in these 5 constituencies. In Assam, the first phase of voting for 5 parliamentary constituencies concluded peacefully with a voter turnout of nearly 71%. Filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah filed nomination from Gandhinagar Lok Sabha seat today. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Paresh Dhanani also submitted his nomination from the Rajkot Lok Sabha seat. Gujarat will go for polls in the third phase on 7th May. BSP has released the 6th list for the Lok Sabha elections. The names of 11 candidates have been announced by the party. And that is the end of this news bulletin.